B-Pod Studios.
Welcome, everyone.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Guess what it is?
I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to guess.
Can you guess what it is?
I bet you I can guess what it is.
Okay, what is it?
End of the week.
End of the week.
End of the week.
Already?
Yes!
Way to go, way to go!
Is it Friday already?
Today is Friday.
Oh, thank God, Friday, TGIF.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, ready to put on a show for all these guys.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson. Don't be up and running.
All right. Good morning. It's 5:40. You made it to Friday, and if you're lucky, it's the beginning of a long weekend.
Yeah.
We hope for MLK Day.
Right.
That Monday, of course. We're not going to be here.
No.
So we're going to have just a dynamic show today. We're going to do
really?
Monday. It's going to be so good.
I did not get that memo.
No. I just working
not
it, Brian.
Sure about that.
It's going to be so good that,
yeah!
that you won't even need us on Monday.
Oh,
I like
great.
It.
Great.
We have first aid disasters today.
Yes.
Awesome prize up for grabs. Yes. Real stories from real date disasters. That's great. Your pain could be your gain. We got a nice $100 gift certificate to a great restaurant, Black Blue Steak and Crab.
Yum.
How good does that sound? Huh?
Really good.
Sound real good. So we're doing that at 7:10. Think about it. And LBF, I've got some news for you.
You
regarding,
do?
Well, I was talking to my wife last night. We had a little Thursday dinner out.
Oh, Thursday date. Thirsty
right.
Thursday.
You know what's great about Thursday dinners out?
Yeah.
You get a table. You can go right to the bar. You're not
What
fighting.
Time did you go?
5:30.
Okay. Okay, Booby. Wow. Booby hour. That's what I call it. Oh. Yeah.
You know, you laugh. You mock. But
oh, my God.
You strolled right to the bar?
Listen, no shame in that game. I get the early bird special at One Bistro in Norwood. It is delicious.
It's awesome. I don't know why you guys all go out on Friday. Wow.
I know.
Screw that. Anyway, she was listening yesterday, Carolyn was, and heard about the Phoebe the Ghost.
Yes.
She's fascinated. She's a true believer in that. But she said, because she feels as this happened to us many years ago with one of our daughters.
Oh, really?
That a ghost, my mother's passed,
uh-huh.
Right? Leah. And so my daughter kept talking about Leah a lot.
Whoa.
Leah, I mean, that was freaky,
that's
right?
Really freaky because
yeah.
It's not a common name.
Yeah, so it was that. And then there was somebody else, some other, whoever it was, maybe an old relative. So you just ask them nicely, hey, look, we know you're cool. We're cool, right? You can just go now.
We're cool, right?
So,
you're cool.
Yo, ghost,
cool.
We cool?
Yeah. That's, so that's what she wants
so
me to do.
So that's what she wants me
just
to
say,
do.
Ghost, yeah, hey, Phoebe, listen, I know you want to come hang out, but you got to find another place because, you know.
Okay.
You're disruptive. Are we cool?
Yeah.
So end it like that.
Okay.
Let me know how that goes with Phoebe. Phoebe, the hungry ghost.
Yeah, so. I hope she doesn't slam doors on the way out because then I'll have to move.
she's angry. Yeah,
so. She's hungry.
Don't make the ghost angry.
Phoebe, that's not cool. Okay? Don't do
we
that.
We got to be cool. We're cool?
We're cool. Cool, Phoebe. All right. So, yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later on, too.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
We're cool, LBF. What do you got?
I got a really good way to down 1,200 calories on a weekend.
Oh boy, 12. Well, I mean, in one sitting.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Here
sure.
We go.
All right, Brian Bell.
You know what happened 100 years ago today?
Betty White was born.
Close.
Yeah. Okay.
Close, but no cigar.
All right.
Also, no drink.
Okay. It's been 100 years. That's crazy. All right. And I'm going to tell you four-word sentences that people are trending on Twitter that are guaranteed to seduce.
Okay.
According to them, not me. No.
Okay.
None of these will work for me. Okay. This report is brought to you by Roach Brothers Supermarket. Stop in. For fresh deals at Roach Brothers Supermarkets this week through Thursday, get a half off Pepperidge Farm Goldfish and also Dietz & Watson Oven Classic Turkey Breast plus boneless pork loins, just $1.69 a pound, and jumbo sweet can of gold cantaloupe. That sounds good. For $1.88 each, details at roachbrothers.com. Okay, LBF.
What pairs well with weekend hookups? I'll tell ya.
You tell.
Ben & Jerry's has a new flavor of ice cream called Netflix and Chilled.
Chilled. Okay.
So, you know, Netflix and Chill is sort
like
of the
it.
Euphemism
what's...
for...
Uh-huh.
horizontal hula.
Yeah, okay,
oh, is that right?
And
tell
streaming.
More. Yeah, okay. I'm streaming.
Yeah, well, whatever you're into.
What, Bob!
What? That's, isn't that? No? The idea?
Anyway.
I'm going to need a safe word.
Meatball sub, Bob.
No, you're streaming Netflix?
Yes.
What? I don't get it.
All right, so the flavor is peanut butter ice cream with pretzel swirl and fudge brownie bits.
Wow.
And the idea is to satisfy both salty and sweet cravings, but I'm telling you, a pint is 1,200 calories.
That's a lot.
Whoa.
It's a lot.
For one sitting. Do you know anybody who would have it in one sitting?
Dave Falcone.
I knew
you. He'd have two. I'm not even kidding. And without guilt.
I wish I could do that.
Right?
I'm like two tablespoons and I'm out.
Really?
I like to make it last.
Do you?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to have, just.
Ben and Jerry's is the right size. That, like, you get through it and then you're like, well, I can't leave that
yes,
much.
Yes, exactly. it's very bingeable. Yeah,
would you sit and eat a whole thing, Brian?
It could happen.
Wow. Then you go to Agent Orange Theory.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. So 100 years ago today, Prohibition went into effect.
Oh, what a sad day in history.
Yeah. Betty White, it was 98 years ago, because today's Betty White's birthday.
Betty.
But 100 years ago. So it only lasted 13 years, but there are still...
Wait a minute. It only lasted 13 years.
13 very dry years where the bootleggers were running wild.
That they did.
But there are still some really weird drinking laws on the books in states. Here are just a couple. You can still drink and drive in Mississippi. It's the only state that does not have an open container law for passengers or drivers.
You still have the
blood alcohol at 0.08 and don't drink and drive because it's not a great idea. But in Mississippi, go ahead. Ladies' nights are illegal in Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah, because two guys complained because women were getting free drinks.
Oh, stupid guys.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
And then Utah, they're weird.
Oh my God.
They are. Right. Here are some weird laws in Utah. You cannot, if you order a drink in a bar, you have to order food.
Oh,
and
God.
The drinks cannot be made in view of children.
Really, in Utah?
Are these on the books? And
these are on the books.
But
I
they
doubt,
might, yeah.
Like I don't know if they enforce this one in Washington D.C. Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny can't be used to promote the sale or consumption of alcohol.
That's good.
But the Tooth Fairy's getting a lot of work.
Yes, she is. Okay. And lastly, trending on Twitter, folks are just putting up four words that are guaranteed to seduce. Would you like to hear a few of the four words?
Did they have to say them like together?
It's a sentence.
Like
they're little sentences.
Like Beetlejuice.
No.
That's only three.
Okay.
You can only use four words to seduce somebody. Here are some of the ones trending. I washed the dishes.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. I have good credit. Four words, right?
Really?
I brought some tacos.
Ooh, I'm in.
Four words, right?
Yep.
I'll watch Downton Abbey. See, guys would say that.
Yep.
And the one that really seems to be working the most is garlic cheese fries large. Four words.
Wow.
Guaranteed to seduce.
Yeah, you know what? Dave and I kind of fell for each other over cheese fries.
There it is. Four words. Garlic cheese fries. Large.
Those were good. Remember those fries.
Say it again.
Anyway.
There you go.
Now I'm hungry.
Four words to seduce. Now I'm S3. Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Don't forget, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band are your 80s artists of the day. So when you hear Bob, we'll do it at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. We'll play Bob Seger, give you the word to text in at this number.
45911.
Yep, 15 minutes to text in the word, and you'll win $1,000. Again, Bob Seger. Okay, so a lot of folks having birthdays today. Brian, you just mentioned Betty White's got a birthday.
Yeah.
How old is she, 98?
98.
Still, I mean, great, right?
American treasure.
Lucid, fun.
Lucid.
She
at that
is.
Point, you know what? You know, you get to
that's
a point
where
you're so old that people think the best thing that somebody can say about you is she's lucid.
She's lucid. She's
you're not rambling.
I can't wait to be that old.
I can't wait. Look at you. Still lucid. Okay.
Look at you.
Well, I meant it as a compliment. She's
I know, but
very,
you're...
very aware.
She's
no, she is. I mean, she's hip. She's good.
Yeah, yep.
All right, moving on. Of these four, let's play a game. folks can call in and guess who of these four birthday people, you know, folks enjoying a birthday today is the oldest. Is it Michelle Obama, Jim Carrey, again, they're all having birthdays today, Susanna Hoffs.
From the Bangles.
Yes.
So pretty.
She was. Is. Yes. Very
lucid. She's lucid.
Very lucid. I heard she was so lucid. Steve Harvey. So, 888-410-1057. Who is the oldest today? Is it Michelle Obama, Jim Carrey, Susanna Hoffs, or Steve Harvey? Guess that right? We got a t-shirt, right, Brian?
Okay.
Sure.
I have a guess.
All right, you have a guess? Yeah. Hold your guesses, guys. Hold your fire. 888-410-1057. Who's the oldest? All right, LBF, coming up. Dirty Laundry.
The cooking show you are going to love to hate, but hate to love. It's just amazing.
Okay. It's a new cooking show.
It's a new cooking show that I can't take my eyes off.
All right.
Okay.
All right. 888-410-1057. Who is the oldest today? Having a birthday, is it Michelle Obama, Jim Carrey, Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals, or Steve Harvey? We got a nice WROR t-shirt for the person who gets the right guess. Let's do it. All right. Dirty Laundry with LBF is brought to you by the New England International Auto Show, LBF.
Okay, the first thing Meghan Markle did as a normal person. Also, an interesting setup in Hollywood for a date. But first, I want to talk about the grease fire that is the Paris Hill cooking show. Cooking with Paris.
What?
Cooking with Paris.
Paris Hilton?
Yes, Paris Hilton.
Okay.
Yeah. What did I say?
Paris Hill.
Paris Hill.
But that's okay. Oh. It's Friday. We got you.
I did?
Yeah.
Anyway, Paris Hilton.
We'll run the tape back for you. Don't worry.
Yeah. Paris Hilton has a cooking show, and it is amazingly bad and so good. I can't wait for the next episode.
The unintentional comedy scale.
It's just unreal. So we have a clip of it. And here, let me just set it up.
This answers the question. Everybody gets a cooking show.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody gets
a YouTube
channel.
We're down to Paris Hilton.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So let me just set up for you. She walks into a giant kitchen, of course. Her hair is flowy and down to her butt. Mm-hmm. She's wearing fingerless gloves and holding a small dog. All right? Just so, like, that's what's happening.
Just how I want all my chefs.
Yeah.
All right?
They look like driving gloves.
Yes,
right?
They
like
do.
You wear them to drive.
And
okay.
She's going to make her, quote, famous lasagna that she made for her friends when she was in Yellowstone. And here's what it sounds like.
As you all know, well, maybe not all of you know, people who do know that I'm an amazing cook. I would definitely recommend getting shredded mozzarella because now I have to grate the cheese. Still, I wish this was already shredded. But whatever. Life could be worse. Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm making this a lot more work than it is. And this is annoying. So get shredded cheese. But whatever. I'll live.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's her show.
That is awesome.
But some of the other things she says about the lasagna when she's boiling it. Don't break them in half or it just ruins the lasagna vibe. Don't use the hashtag Paris lasagna. It sounds beyond. Then this quote. There's so many different types of cheeses now that like it's not normal. It's not. But it's cool. And all these spoons are brutal. I mean, the thing is that
awesome.
It's the most unrelatable cooking show in the history of the world.
I think I like it.
It is relatable because we all do that in the kitchen. We're like, I have to shred the cheese.
Whatever.
You know, and it's like Ina Garten and
16.
All those people.
Yeah.
Well, no, but sometimes she is just, it's,
that's
good.
That's the thing about regular cooking shows when it's like, just put this in and everything's separated into like little bowls and it's all prepped. And it's like, that was like 3 hours of prep.
Right. There's no prep going on. She like goes to the refrigerator. She's like, I have a ton of ricotta cheese and it's all piled up. She's like, don't use it. I like to use it, but don't use it.
Don't
like,
use it much.
I'm like, okay.
Too much.
All right. It's we will put it up on WROR.com for your viewing pleasure.
She's got
we
a hell
can
of
make
a kitchen,
her
though.
1.2 million views.
Yeah.
That kitchen's
the
nice.
Kitchen is
not
amazing.
Her kitchen.
Yeah,
just
she's like somebody else's
like,
kitchen.
Yeah, like,
she doesn't have a kitchen. Her cooks have a kitchen.
Yeah. Whatever.
Stunt kitchen.
Okay, the craziest setup in Hollywood ever. I just think this is adorable. Matthew McConaughey's mom is going on a date with Hugh Grant's dad next week. Yes, Kay McConaughey, who was 88, and James Grant, 91, met. And they set him up. They set him up, and they are going on a date.
Nice.
And it's just kind of adorable.
It is adorable.
Maybe they'll take Betty White, who's 98 today. Just want to mention that. Happy birthday, Betty White. Okay.
Maybe they'll be in a remake of Step Brothers.
What's wrong with you? You don't like that idea of these two old people going out?
No, I just didn't know if you were done or not. I mean,
great.
No, I just want to mention Meghan Markle.
That's all.
Wow. And
go ahead.
Doing something normal for the first time. Uh-huh. So what did she do? She picked her friend up from the airport.
Mm.
That was her first normal thing. She was smiling and happy. That's the only time.
In Canada.
In Vancouver. Mm. I don't understand. Like, people, she's going to hate this. Eventually.
What, real life?
Yeah. Yes.
Driving an Uber?
Yeah, exactly. Picking people up in the airport is the worst thing you can do.
You had it pretty good, mate.
Yep, I don't know. So we'll see. Well, and now I'm done.
Now you're done. Okay, I didn't know. Is that your Megxit? Are you done?
That's my Megxit.
Okay,
okay. That's my Megxit.
Yeah, we can move on now.
You can move.
Wow.
Wow, Bob.
No, it was great. No,
you had him at lasagna.
I guess so. Yeah. And that was it. And then he's just like, whatever. Matthew McConaughey's mom. Old people dating. Boring.
All right. Hey, coming up, it is First Date Disasters Friday. Your chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Black and Blue Steak and Crab. Awesome.
Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Why should I be nervous? We're just two people going on a first date.
Do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested, but I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested, but now she's not interested?
Ah, okay, there we go. All right. We love Fridays. It's Dating Disasters. Now, for the best disaster of the day today, we got a $100 gift card to Black and Blue Steak and Crab. In Burlington. I've been looking at the menu.
Oh.
Of course you have. That's my job, Elliot.
Yeah.
It looks really good, too. All right, so just so you know, it's not just common folk like us that have dating disasters. Even big-time celebrities have them.
Really?
So we found this one. This was on Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel, this week.
Charlize Theron had a first date disaster of her own. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's start with Charlize today, who is not qualified to win the gift card, just so you know.
I bet you'd like
it. I went on a date in my 20s with this guy who was really super handsome. I was, like, really into it. And he picked me up for dinner. We went and had dinner. It was lovely. Like, I was like, this is going really well. And he drove me home. And, you know, I kind of signaled that I was in for a kiss. Like, if he wanted to be like, you know, you do that thing. Or it's like, yeah.
So I've heard. Yeah.
He pulled over by my house and we started kissing and it was really good. And then he pulled away and whispered, make out with my nose.
Make out with my nose.
I've never forgotten it because I've yet to meet another person who likes to have somebody make out with their nose. I've never met another person.
There aren't any other people besides him.
So he wasn't kidding? No, he was like really into it. And I started like giggling and then, because he was like it was good. So I didn't want to like mess it up.
Right.
So I gave him like a little peck on the nose.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, no, make out with it.
All right. So there you have it. Even
big-time
celebrities. Make out with my nose.
Make out with my nose. That is the grossest thing ever.
Yeah. All right. So it's not just...
Yeah, I'm going to kink shame that dude. That's gross.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Phone lines are open. 888-410-1057. If you have a first date disaster... you know, like maybe it was something weird like that. Maybe, you know, maybe not. Maybe not.
That's just like one in a million.
Yeah. That was weird.
Beat that.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck. But the good news is Charlize is not going to win the gift card. You are.
Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's not you. It's me. It's what I'm going through.
Mike?
Nikki. Great. Did you just walk in, or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
Don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good. Because I'd find you.
All right. First date disasters. Here we go. And we have Laura on the phone for us this morning. All right, Laura, let's hear your first date disaster.
So It wasn't my first date, and it wasn't my last date with this guy, unfortunately. He picked me up for a date one night, and we're in the car, we're driving on the highway, and he turns to me and he says, "Babe, I'm tripping on shrooms right now, and the road looks a little funky."
Oh, babe, I'm tripping on shrooms.
Then what happened?
Yeah.
I don't remember. This was a while ago now. I don't even remember what we did for the rest of the night. I think we got to our destination. Thankfully, I'm not with him anymore. Yeah. And that was actually one of those moments where I was like, I probably shouldn't be with this guy anymore.
That's a tell.
Babe, I'm tripping on shrooms.
And the road looks a little funny right now.
Babe, I'm getting out of the car.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Laura. Okay, take care.
You're welcome.
All right, Mark, you have a first date disaster you want to share with us today.
So we're going, picked up my date at the time, going down 95, going to dinner. And at that point, I get pulled over because I'm going a little bit too fast. And it's sitting there, cop comes up, walking up. And the cop wasn't a very tall gentleman. He was fairly short, and he was very mad at me that I was going a little too fast on the speed limit. Long story short, he's laying into me. She decides if that's appropriate time to quote elf, and loudly goes, "Oh, he's an angry elf." And I get dragged out of the car.
No.
He spends about there about an hour. So at that point in time, date's over, night's over. I go home, we part ways, never to be seen again.
Yeah. You can't hang with that person.
No, she's not going to.
No.
It's not going to end well.
No.
Mark. All right, thanks for sharing. All right, that was a disaster. He's an angry elf.
Yeah.
All right. Short story.
Oh, my God.
Probably better to go with smiling's my favorite in that situation.
Exactly.
Was she already drunk to say?
You can't antagonize a law enforcement officer. No.
Generally, not a height-challenged law enforcement officer. You do not challenge them. Call them an angry elf. It's not going to work out for you.
Nope.
All right, so we have more time for more dating disasters. 888-410-1057. $100 gift card to Black and Blue Steak and Crab. It's in Burlington.
Very posh.
It is nice.
Yeah. It'd
be a nice date there, wouldn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
A second date for you, a little surf and turf. But let's take a couple more. 888-410-1057. Yeah, Brian?
I'd like my steak with some shrooms, please.
Yeah, not so much. Let's do it.
Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken, maybe some sex.
Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend?
All right, we got a great prize for the best disaster, a $100 gift card to Black and Blue Steak and Crab. Oh, that sounds like a great place in Burlington. Let's go to the phones. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Rachel.
Rachel, you have a dating disaster?
I don't. My parents do.
All right, let's hear it then.
All right, my parents were set up on a blind date, and they went out to dinner, and then after, there was like an air show where you can look at the planes, but the admission was like penny a pound or $5-$10 for two, because this was 1978.
A penny a pound, like you have to weigh yourself?
Yes.
I'm out.
All right.
That'd be the end of my date.
My mother looked at my father and went, "Are you kidding me? I am not stepping on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. Just pay the fee." And my father's like, "What's wrong? My mother is no Twiggy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In any sense of the word." We've been married. It'll be 40 years this May.
Look at that. So wait a minute. Did Dad pay?
Dad paid the flat rate.
He didn't pay by the pound.
He's been paying for 40 years, she said.
Yeah. Wow.
If I win, they'll have dinner.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Stay tuned. We'll see. We haven't decided the best yet, but Mom's going to have to get on the scale, okay? Is she okay with that?
Oh, my God.
No, I kid, Rachel. Okay, good story. We have more, Bri?
Yeah, we got David.
David, let's hear your first date disaster.
So I'm going to date myself here. This is going back to the 80s, but friends of mine picked up a couple girls at the Dance Factory on Lansdowne Street.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a Friday night. I go home, work out, get my best members only.
Maybe some Draca Noir, whatever that was.
Yeah, remember Tellos?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Tellos. Yeah.
So, yeah. So back in that day, it was easy to make a fake ID, right? So because the license was laminated.
Yeah.
So I had a friend who had a, I cut his picture out, put my picture in, so I could, you know, had a fake ID.
Yep.
So on the way to the date, we go stop at the liquor store, get about 4 or 5 bottles of Riuniti Rosato.
Oh my God, I love that
this
stuff.
Was the 80s.
My favorite, right? Yep. Rosato, yep. Delicious. So we go to the girl's house, and our plan was we're going to watch a movie. So my friends are sitting on the couch, and I'm sitting on the floor with my date. And so we're watching, I think it was Beverly Hills Cop. Right? So we're sitting there, we're drinking, amazing. And we're like into about the third bottle of Riuniti.
Oh, jeez.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting on the floor, and I'm like, geez, I don't feel too good.
Oh, no.
What's going on? So I kind of just dismissed it. So another 15 minutes later, after a little bit more Riuniti, I projectile vomit all over myself and my date. Right? On her legs. My mother had made me my favorite meal, which was at the time liver and onions with mushrooms.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's disgusting. That is disgusting.
With Riuniti on ice.
Yeah.
What are you, 100?
So,
I mean, that's like an old man.
So, then what happens?
So after the initial shock, you know, then my friends started laughing, and you know, we kind of like it.
They were laughing.
They were kind of laughing after.
How about the date, though? Was she laughing?
Yeah, she was shocked at first, and then, you know, she basically kind of accepted the fact.
Yeah, she's a sport. Yeah.
And I basically had to change clothes, so I basically, she gave me a pair of her sweatpants, and I ended up with a pair of Everett High sweatpants.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, and the relationship lasted about 3 more months, and then it kind of fizzled out.
Well, that's all right.
But I was mortified because, you know, I was kind of shy anyway, but, like, to have that on a first date was not quite...
No. Not sure if it was the Riuniti or the liver. But,
Do you eat liver and onions anymore?
No, I don't.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, usually that'll do it.
Kind of left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, and everybody else's.
All right, thanks, Dave. Thanks for sharing. All right, I say, guys, Dave, listen, we can do better than liver and onions for this guy. Let's make Dave. He's our grand prize winner of the day.
No liver and onions for you, but you get $100 black and blue steak and crab gift card. And that place looks amazing.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, like, I mean, posh, beautiful, and the giant seafood tower thing.
Yes.
Oh, my God. For locations, visit blackandbluesteakandcrab.com, which I just did.
I think there's one. Well, there's one in Burlington, right?
Yeah. And there's, the local one's in Burlington. They're in Massachusetts and New York.
Upstate New York.
Yeah, okay.
So if you're headed to New York.
I would recommend Burlington.
Yeah.
But, you know, unless you like to drive, David. Thanks for sharing your story with us. That was great. Liver, he hasn't touched it since, I'm sure.
My God.
No.
Liver and onions. No. Okay, grandpa.
Then. No kidding. Riuniti on ice. It's like the ultimate.
So nice.
Day. All right. Coming up. Don't forget, Billy Joel. No, I'm sorry. Billy was yesterday. Today is Bob Seger. Bob Seger.
Yes.
And the Silver World Band is your 80s artist of the day, 8 o'clock. Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
The cooking show that is so bad, it's good.
All right.
We need to discuss more.
It's great.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
All right, 7:49. Let's get into the Dirty Laundry, LBF.
Okay. It's the worst cooking show you will ever love.
Okay, good. Because I kind of like it.
That's the thing. So here's the deal. Paris Hilton,
you
know, that's hot, has a cooking show. I know it's unbelievable. Like, who knew she even cooked?
Didn't know that.
I don't even know if she really
does. She doesn't
does.
Even know. Yeah.
So I had to check it out, and it's delightfully awful. Here's the thing. You picture it. She walks in this enormous kitchen, and she's wearing high heels, skin-tight jeans, fingerless gloves, her hair's down to her butt, and she's holding a small dog near an open flame.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And she's like...
God, what's she making?
She's making lasagna, and just, you gotta listen to it.
Oh, here she is.
As you all know, well, maybe not all of you know, people who do know that I'm an amazing cook. I would definitely recommend getting shredded mozzarella, because now I have to grate the cheese. Still, I wish this was already shredded. But whatever. Life could be worse.
Oh, God.
Okay. I'm making this a lot more work than it is.
Yeah,
and
it is.
This is annoying. So get shredded cheese. But whatever. I'll live.
I'm telling you. How many whatevers? I had at least
so many
four.
Whatevers.
I don't
so
know.
Many whatevers. So yeah. She starts off by having to boil the pasta, and she's like, don't do this. Don't do this. Get this, or, you know, you can cook it already. She was so upset about the lasagna. She's talking about, like, don't break them in half or it just ruins the lasagna vibe. Her entire kitchen's a mess, and she's sighing the whole time, saying this could be easier.
But you said, how many views does she have?
1.2 million.
That's bigger than a lot of legitimate cooking shows.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, what's great about this is that while I find Paris Hilton to be completely unrelatable everywhere else, in the kitchen, I kind of feel like we're the same. I'm like, you like have all these ingredients. You're like, oh, my God. And then you go to find the mozzarella, and it's not shredded. You're like, no. And so it's just this is it. But she just does it with this very...
Paris way. She's still 16. No matter what. She's 38. Still like a 16-year-old in the kitchen.
Exactly.
That sounds like one of my kids in the kitchen.
Right.
Oh, it's so annoying.
I know.
Like, whatever.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Step so aside. Anyway, check right, that out. We'll put it at WROR.com. Okay, so Meghan Markle, she's in Vancouver. She's by herself. I think Harry's still in England. And she's doing normal everyday loser things. And she's happy about it right
lasagna.
Now. Like the first time you ever, like, I don't know, wash the dishes as a kid, you're like, this is fun, bubbles. And then the next time you're like, no, this is not fun.
Yeah.
So this is the really crazy part. The first thing she did as a normal human mistake was picking up her friend from the airport.
Yeah.
This is what you do when it's new.
Yeah.
All right. But she's going to hate it.
Yeah. But look, she had a normal life before.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, how normal?
Harry's the one who's going to be like, oh, Baba.
Pretty normal. I mean, she was just a basic cable star.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
my
all.
God.
She was doing dishes.
Harry's
the one who's going to be like, oh, look at the bubbles. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's going to wear off. It actually reminded me of when Harry met Sally. Harry's very sage advice about picking people up or dropping them off at the airport. Yeah. Here it is.
How did you know that?
It takes someone to the airport. It's clearly the beginning of a relationship. That's why I have never taken anyone to the airport at the beginning of a relationship.
Why?
Because eventually things move on and you don't take someone to the airport. And I never wanted anyone to say to me, how come you never take me to the airport anymore?
Look at that.
Yeah. It's very true.
That's true. When Harry met Meghan.
I know, right?
Right?
So anyway, good luck with that, Meghan.
There you go. Whatever.
It's only going to get worse. Wait till you have to go to the grocery store.
Yeah. Maybe she should watch Paris Cook.
Right.
Help. All right. Coming up, 8 o'clock, your 80s artist of the day, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. We're going to play Bob just after 8 o'clock. Give you a keyword to text in for $1,000, plus another shot at $10,000.
Yes, all you have to do is go to WROR.com and enter there, or use the app, and you can enter through the app, and that will qualify you for a chance to win the Grand Poobah Prize
of
$10,000.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
All right. Joining us to play today is Gina Kalenda. And Gina is from Peabody. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
You hear us okay?
Yep.
Fine. Good. So you have you're an artist and you make jewelry, right?
That's right.
Now you have a website?
We have a website, Hagen Gallery. It's HAGEN.com, and an Etsy shop, too.
Well, look at that.
Great.
Valentine's just around the corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Gina, ready to play? Super smart in 60 seconds? You know how
I'm
it
ready.
Works. Okay. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. You get all 10 correct. You'll get $1,000, okay?
All right.
If you're not sure, say pass real quickly. If we have time, we'll come back to it. Here we go.
What does the U in UPS stand for?
United.
How does James Bond like his martinis?
Shaken, not stirred.
Teddy Roosevelt and Franklin Delano Roosevelt were cousins. True or false?
True.
Nashville is the capital of which state?
Tennessee.
What was used as a special effect for blood in the shower scene in Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho?
Ketchup.
Who coined the phrase, that's hot?
Pass.
What's a female deer called?
Doe.
What country is Guinness Stout brewed in?
Ireland.
What kind of birds would you find in a gaggle?
Geese.
Whose autobiography was entitled The Long Walk to Freedom?
Pass.
Who coined the phrase, that's hot?
Pass.
Whose autobiography was entitled The Long Walk to Freedom?
Reagan.
Who coined the phrase, that's hot?
I don't know.
Oh,
whatever.
Gosh, you did.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yes, that's true.
Who was it, LBF?
Really, was it really? It was Paris Hilton.
Yes.
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
Were you listening earlier, Gina, when we played her cooking show?
I did.
Yeah, there you go. That was your hint.
All right, whatever.
What else? Whatever. You got 7 out of 10, right? What else did we miss, LBF?
Yes, that's the... You know, what was used as a special effect for blood in the shower scene in Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho? Not ketchup, although a good answer. Chocolate syrup.
Because it was black and white.
Yes, oh, like exactly.
Yep.
All right, Paris Hilton coined the phrase, that's hot. And the autobiography entitled The Long Walk to Freedom was written by Nelson Mandela.
Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah.
But still, you did good.
You
7
did great.
Out of 10, not bad. We got 2 tickets to see comedy icon Jeff Dunham's new international tour. Jeff Dunham, seriously, that's the name of it, at the Aganis Arena. That's Thursday, January 23rd. For more info or to purchase tickets, visit jeffdunham.com. All right. Hey, give your Etsy shop another plug, okay? Go ahead.
Okay, it's Grace Gallery Design, and it's on Etsy, and it's Venetian glass jewelry and sea glass jewelry.
Oh, sea glass jewelry. I love it. Red sea glass is my favorite. So hard
to
find.
Well, for Valentine. Hope Dave's listening.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That's good. All right, Gina.
He doesn't listen to this show. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, oh, great. Oh, boy. Gina, I hope you had fun. Thanks for playing, okay?
Thank you.
All right, don't forget, if you want to play the home version of the game, we have a brand new game that we'd love you to check out at WROR.com. LBF helps you out a little bit. She actually makes some multiple choice.
Yes, and you can play it and share it and then share it with your friends and they can play it and then you can say tonight at dinner, you're dumb.
Nice. Oh, that sounds like fun.
No, I didn't think you were going there. No wonder Dave doesn't listen to the show. Okay, got it. Anyway, also do what Gina did and sign up to play at WROR.com. That's funny.
Okay, dummy.
Okay, good.
I'll have a margarita and the dummy over here will have a beer.
The dummy's going to leave you.
Jeff Dunham joke.
Yeah, all right, that's fine.
It's all coming together.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, well, we are cool. Only 25 degrees today, too, for your high temp. How about that? I mean, a cool weekend.
Yeah.
We've had it so good.
I know. Spoiled.
Oh, boy. It's super windy out as well.
The wind is the real aggressor here.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
The wind's the aggressive.
Wind and gravity just cause problems.
And Brian, you were saying your daughter woke you up.
Oh, yeah. She was up this morning when I was up at, 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm.
Daddy, the wind is scary.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
It is scary. It makes weird sounds.
All right. Yeah. So we got that. It's a cold weekend. All right. 3 cool things. LBF, what do you got?
Well, 1,200 calories this weekend if you're if you're just going to hang out.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
1,200 calories. Is it a treat?
It's a treat.
It's a treat.
It's a treat on top of a treat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Brian.
All right, 100 years ago today, this happened, and it was not Betty White because she's only 98 today.
Yeah. Okay, that's coming up. Plus, I'm going to tell you, this is trending on Twitter. Women are putting the 4 words, just in 4 words, what could a guy say to you that would seduce you?
Okay.
4-word phrase. I want you to think about yours, LBF. Okay. And I'll tell you some of the most popular 4-word phrases that women say would work as a seduction.
Okay.
All right.
Well, a lot of people think this 3-word phrase is seduction.
Mm.
Netflix and chill.
Sounds good.
Right. So usually you know what that means.
Mm.
Binge watch and then
what
whatever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
You've never, of course, you've never heard it. Anyway.
Whatever. Life could be worse.
So anyway, Ben and Jerry's has gotten in the next Netflix and Chill, releasing the Netflix and Chill. Netflix. It's about hard to say.
Yeah.
not to mention do.
Yeah.
Netflix and Chilled to ice cream.
Okay.
So it's peanut butter ice cream. Mm-hmm. I can say that easily. Pretzel swirl and fudge brownie bits all together. Salty, sweet Saturday night.
All right.
Right? And it's 1,200 calories if you eat the whole pint, which you will.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I could.
You've never. I almost challenge you to do it.
I won't. I'll take like two nice spoonfuls and put it back.
Dave doesn't even save me a bit.
Yeah, he eats the whole thing.
He eats the whole thing, and he eats it weird. He goes around the sides and then leaves like a ball in the middle.
That
and then
is
I
weird.
Won't even eat it.
Because that's the plan,
gross.
I think.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Okay. Go ahead. All right, so 100 years ago, I mean, we're into our, you know, the roaring 20s now. 100 years ago, you know what happened? Prohibition started on this day in 1920. Man, you think of the roaring 20s. They were dry.
Can you do it in the 1930s, 1920s?
All right, well.
This is my favorite.
Let's see what you got. Here we
go. Attention, on this day in 19... January 17th, year of our Lord, 1920, the United States went completely dry thanks to the 18th Amendment. We're
That's
banning the production of alcoholic beverages. But don't worry, there'll be bootleggers. So...
That's great, Brian.
You know, anyway.
That's funny. Even if just LB and I are joined.
Yeah, so go out and have a drink this weekend.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
Yeah.
100 years ago.
100 years say. Ago. Say. What were they thinking?
Dark times.
Say. Now we got weed stores.
Yeah. Say, friends.
Say, friends, right. Would you like a beverage? How about a nice cold glass of water?
Sarsaparilla. Yeah. All righty. So that's fun. Here are these words are... trending on Twitter, seduce someone in four words. So some of the gals, as you would say, Brian, are saying, these are four-word phrases that would work. Here's one. I wash the dishes.
Seduction. Yeah, that's nice.
I have good credit.
Yes.
I brought some tacos.
Yeah.
That would work for me.
And lastly, garlic cheese fries. Large.
Nice.
Four words guaranteed to seduce. Would you have a four-word phrase?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're a size two. right? That's one.
Well, you're kind of taking
right?
your as one word.
Your? That's a contraction. It's one word. Or how about this one? You are always right.
Okay. Much better. There you have it. Four words guaranteed to seduce.
I also like, I have chicken nuggets works as
that
well.
That is that right there with the garlic cheese fries. All right, we had our first date disasters today, and our winner was Dave, who had an 80s date that was such a, like, you know, it took us back.
Yeah, it was a throwback.
We had Rhea and Edie on Ice.
Yes.
Dracar, cologne, the whole thing. But the problem was... the liver and onions.
Isn't it always?
Yes. So if you missed it, stick around. We'll replay that coming up at 8:40.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBA, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. All night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
To Black and Blue Steak and Crab with a $100 gift card.
That's awesome. Listen, I never won anything before in my life, so this is like, this is awesome. And I just want to tell you guys, you're doing a great job. I mean, we've been listening to you guys at work for like, you know, 10, 15 years. The new team that you guys have together is really great. So you guys got some good chemistry going on there. So
that's awesome.
We really enjoy it.
Well, we appreciate that. It means a lot to us. Now, sincerely, but who are you going to take with you?
My wife.
Yay.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, not the one I threw up on.
No, I didn't.
Okay, good.
Although she deserves it.
Steer clear of the liver and onions. Hey, for locations, visit blackandbluesteakandcrab.com.
All right, Dave. Great story. Thanks for sharing. Enjoy the restaurant, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Yeah, what a nice guy. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I don't think he's had liver and onions since the 80s.
I hope not.
Oh, boy. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF. And Brian, don't forget, today, Bob Seger is your 80s artist of the day. We already played Bob at 8 o'clock. Somebody won $1,000 in your next chance at 11 when Julie Devereaux plays Bob Seger. And your crack at $1,000 plus another opportunity to win up to $10,000.
Yes, just go to WROR.com and enter there or through our awesome app. And then that will qualify you to be eligible for the grand prize.
Of?
$10,000.
That's right. LBF.
Exciting.
Wow, you're our hype girl.
Yeah,
I love it. All right, so congrats to Dave. He was our first date disaster winner. And I love it because his date was so 80s.
Yes, it was.
Man.
It was so 80s.
He had it all. He had Tellos, remember?
Members only jacket, yeah, watching Beverly Hills Cop while drinking copious amounts of Reuniti, which really reminded us of this.
Oh, Reuniti and burgers go nice. Reuniti and tacos go nice.
Yeah, they do.
Chicken goes nice. Salads go nice with Reuniti on ice.
Yeah. Pure and natural Reuniti is the world's best-loved imported wine. And now there's new Reuniti Doro. It's delicious.
Delicious.
Reuniti on ice.
So nice.
I missed the jingle.
So nice.
I missed the jingle.
Yeah. So I have a theory about Reuniti on Ice and even Boone's Farm.
Oh,
see,
wow.
If that's all you ever drank, then you would never have to pay a lot of money for wine.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So once you left Boone's Farm and you went upscale, now look at you.
I know.
You got to buy $50 bottles of wine. No.
I remember the big jug of Reuniti in the closet.
Screw top?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like just a jug band thing.
Just think, though, if you stayed with that, that's all you ever drank.
Nope, it was a gateway drug to it like $11 bottles of wine to maybe 20.
My mother had the giant, it was like a gallon jug.
It was a giant,
of
with the teeny.
With the little.
With the little hook.
Martini
finger hole.
And Rossi.
The Martini and Rossi, That's what my mother had in the
closet.
You
stayed with that.
The blush, I believe it was.
Oh, I believe it was blush.
That's right.
Lancers. Remember Lancers?
Oh, no. Boy.
You'd be a cheap date forever, too. Too bad.
I know.
You had to go up.
Oh, well.
You had to leave Boone's Farm, didn't you?
I did. I really did.
You did. Yeah. All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.